This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iran denied on Sunday being involved in Yemen rebel drone attacks the previous day, targeting the world's biggest oil processing facility and an oil field in Saudi Arabia just hours after America's top diplomat, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, on Saturday alleged that Tehran was behind the unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. VOA's Edward Uranian follows the developments from Cairo.
Yemen's Houthi militia's military spokesman, Colonel Yahya Saria, claimed responsibility for the drone attacks on Saudi oil facilities and vowed to increase them if Saudi coalition forces continued their strikes on targets inside Yemen. He says the attacks are a response to what he called the ongoing crimes of blockade and aggression on Yemen since the Saudi-led coalition began battling the Houthis 5 years ago. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The White House says a U.S. counterterrorism operation killed the son of the late al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The White House statement, issued in President Trump's name, says the operation was carried out in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, but offers no further details. American officials, though, have said there are indications that the CIA, not the U.S. military, conducted the strike. The CIA itself has declined comment. A U.S. official who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters tells the AP Hamza bin Laden was killed in the past 18 months. The White House statement says Hamza bin Laden's death deprives al-Qaeda of important leadership skills and the symbolic connection to his father, and undermines important operational activities of the group. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And from Washington, this is VOA News. There's a watchful eye on the latest tropical